Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We have a special guest to start off this hour. He's a four-time Super Bowl champion, now working as an NFL analyst, coach at the college level and the pro level. We are pleased to welcome in Charlie Weiss. Charlie, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's going on, man? You know, this is truly the Odd Couple I'm talking to.
You're right about that, Charlie. We are aptly named. We are aptly named. And obviously, a lot of people know you from your time on the coaching staff in New England. And so we got to start with Tom Brady. Look, he's 43 years old. If you're watching their games, I mean, his ball placement has been really, I don't say surprising me, but it's been impeccable for the last several weeks. And three of his touchdowns, I thought, on Sunday, Gronk, Scotty Miller and Tyler Johnson were just perfectly placed balls. What are you surprised? I know you have faith in Brady, obviously, but he is 43. He is in a new system. Are you surprised at what he's been able to do so far?
No. You know, because when Tommy knows that he's on his way down, he'll walk away. He's too big a competitor. If he didn't think that he could play at a high level, he'd retire, because it's too important for him to strive for excellence. So I knew, you know, as a matter of fact, I talked to him this summer. I mean, you know, he had the eye of the tiger now. He was almost like a kid in a candy store. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, him having to prove himself, you know, okay, I was there under Bill the whole time. you know, and now I'm going to a new place with new guys. And I think his age was almost irrelevant to him. You know, he wanted to go in there and do all he could to help this team win. And 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions so far. I'd say so far, so good.
Charlie, you just said something that I think is spot on, is that despite all that's gone on in his career, Tom Brady does feel like he has to prove something, because not everybody buys into the idea that it was all him. And when we talk about it, Chris and I argue all the time, Tom Brady has had a great career. That's not the issue. But that Patriots team, which you were part of and won 4 championships with, Adam Vinatieri was a big part of that team, one of the greatest kickers the NFL's ever seen. Bill Belichick's one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen. And the defense that he was able to have in the last 3 Super Bowls that the Patriots have won, the opponent hadn't scored a point in the fourth quarter, which allows you to be able to get back and win games. And even that Rams Super Bowl, they scored 3 points, Charlie. And remember, the Rams had the 5th greatest offense in the history of the NFL going into that Super Bowl. So I think Tom Brady does feel like he has something to prove, that it's not just Bill Belichick or other people, but he wants to be included. And do you think that he needs to do that, or am I off base on this?
Hey, listen, this guy's played with a chip on his shoulder from the day he entered the league. He walked into the league pissed off, you know, that he was drafted in the 6th round.
Right.
He was already mad, okay? And he just, you know, he sat for a year. He was our 4th-string quarterback his rookie year. Then his next year, you know, Bledsoe gets hurt early in the year. In training camp, as a matter of fact, the competition for the 2nd quarterback was actually too close to call between him and Damon Ewart. You know, it wasn't like he clearly beat out Damon. You know, they brought in Damon from the from the backups for the Dolphins to be the number 2 quarterback, and Tommy to be number 3. But you know, we decided by a nudge he beat a guy, you know, and then he went in there the year of Super Bowl 36, and he took baby steps. And we didn't start off the year very good, and as the year went on, we got better and better, and we played to our defense. And then by the end of the year, you know, he's in a 2-minute drive against the greatest show on turf, getting us in field goal range to kick a field goal to begin the dynasty.
What Charlie, as Rob was saying, we talk about, you know, who deserves more credit. Both of them deserve a ton, obviously. Belichick, Brady. And I've been on the side that Brady deserves a little more, and I've used Belichick's record, you know, without Brady. He's had 7 years without Brady, not including this one. He's made the playoffs once. And obviously, Drew Bledsoe wasn't chopped liver, you know, with you guys in New England. He was a, you know, Pro Bowl quarterback several years. What was it about Brady, or is it about Brady, that, you know, I mean, he stepped in. You guys, I think, were 0-2 when he took over, and the rest is history. What is it about this guy that separates him in terms of just winning? Because obviously that's all he's done.
Well, there's I have to break it into 2 different parts. When he first started, okay, it was like taking baby steps and growing as the year went on, you know, and we did more and more because we understood complementary football. The strength of our team was our defense. So we would go into a game understanding how we had to play that game. If we were playing against somebody that we had to score a bunch of points, then we game planned accordingly. But usually we played into the strength of our team, which was our defense. Now, as the years went on, you know, that changed. I mean, Super Bowl 38, you know, it's basically nothing till the end of the 2nd quarter, and then it was a score fest for the rest of the game between the 2 teams. It was supposed to be a defensive struggle. I don't think anyone stopped anyone for a half. So, I mean, what I can say about both Tommy and Bill is it's really not fair. You know, it's really not fair either way to sit there and say it was one guy over the other. I mean, obviously, right now, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to sit there and halfway through the year and say, see, it was more Tommy than it was Bill, because right now the Patriots are struggling and Tommy and the Bucs are doing fine. But in reality, having been there and just being a small part of the team that I was, I can tell you that those we needed both those guys are sure first ballot Hall of Famers, maybe the greatest of all time at their respective jobs, and to try to separate one from the other, I don't think is right.
You just mentioned Charlie about New England. And Cam and the Patriots were playing well. After week three or four, people were saying, wow, look at what the Patriots are doing without Tom Brady. Things were moving along. Cam got COVID. He's come back. He's really struggled. 5 interceptions the last 2 games. Can they get that turned around in New England and get Cam back to where he was? Or do you see some danger signs, Charlie?
Well, you definitely see danger signs. But here's one of the problems. When you have a quarterback like Cam, and this has been, you know, Cam's career now, Cam's an MVP caliber talent at the quarterback position. But we all know one of the things they do because of his rare, unique skills are design called runs with him carrying the ball. And I've never been a big fan of called runs, especially inside runs, like power and counter and those things for a quarterback, because those guys on defense, you know, just love the opportunity to get some vicious hits on them besides when they're pass rushing.
Absolutely.
So I think if Cam's healthy, okay, he keeps his habits good. I think when Cam's not healthy, then he falls back into the same things that we've seen in his career, where he starts throwing flat-footed and some of those things. Do I think he can write it? Absolutely, I think he can. I mean, and I think that, you know, he's in that situation right now where he kind of knows, you know, he better fix this in a hurry.
Right.
Because, you know, put it like this. They play Buffalo in Buffalo this week. Buffalo never beats the Patriots. I mean, they beat them like a couple times over the last 15, 20 years.
Right.
I mean, they hardly ever win. But if Buffalo, you know, who was a favorite in this game, if Buffalo were to win this game this week, I think the division race is over.
If they get that win.
I'm not ruling the Dolphins out of the division, but I'm saying if the Patriots end up losing their fourth game in a row and the Bills walk out of that game 6-2, you know, that is a big, big lead to try to come back from in the division.
Former NFL and college coach Charlie Weiss joining the iCouple.
Chris, I just was going to, Charlie, real quick, Tampa Bay's already scored 1-0.
Right, right.
And guess who did it?
A Rosarena
with a home run in the first inning. Tampa's up 1-0 over the Dodgers.
Listen, when the Yankees got knocked out of it, baseball season ended.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say
baseball season's over.
I know. Hey, I knew you were gonna say that, Charlie. I know. Once your team is out.
I say the same thing. I'm on the radio. People talking about the World Series. I said baseball season ended a couple of weeks ago.
I hear you. I hear you on that, Charlie. I was gonna ask you about Arizona, But you brought up the Dolphins, so I'm going to go there. Did they make the right move with going to Tua? We heard, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick talk about he was heartbroken. Obviously, they were playing pretty good football. Do you think it was the time to go to Tua?
I have my guess on how this went down. Now, once again, this is nothing but a guess. Originally, Miami's bye was supposed to be week 11. But because of COVID, mm-hmm. their bye ended up being this past week. I think that organizationally, they probably determined that by that time, by the bye week, that would be the best time to put Tua in there, where he'd have two weeks to practice and get ready for a game. And when because their schedule got changed because of COVID. I think they just stuck to the plan. Am I surprised that they made this move at this time? Yes, I'm surprised. I think Fitz was playing good enough. Okay, good enough, and he's clearly the leader of the team. But when they drafted Tua, they drafted Tua for the future of this program.
Right.
And if they feel he's ready to go, hey, I'm a big Tua fan. Okay, I'm a big Fitz fan, but I love Tua. I mean, I watched him play for a couple years. You know, he was really close with my kid who was down there at Alabama. I'm a Tua fan. And was there ever a good time to pull a popular guy like Fitz? No. What are you, just rooting for him to have a bad game to make a change? No. I mean, so if there's ever a time to make a change, around a bye is always a good time.
All right. That's Charlie Weiss.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate
excellent
it
stuff. We really appreciate
and
it.
And, Charlie, I know you're from the New York area, and you know you watch The Odd Couple on Channel 11 with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. So I just want you to know.
Oscar and Felix.
That's right. I'm Oscar and Chris
Oscar
is Felix, all right? I just want you.
All right, Charlie, thanks a lot. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's an interesting thing going on in Chicago. They're 5-2. Of course, last night they lost 24-10 to the Rams.
Which is not like the end of the world, right? Because game was, wasn't that game here? Wasn't it in L.A., right?
I'm not sure where. Yeah, it was in L.A. Yeah, so it's not a horrible loss.
So it's not like a horrible loss that they came to L.A. and lost to the Rams. So, right,
but
let's not.
What I'm going to say is this, though, Rob. I mean, obviously, they're winning because of their defense. All right, they got a stud defense. And I think they went to Nick Foles too early. They were 2-1 when they benched Mitch Trubisky. And Nick Foles has been anything but impressive in his, you know, four starts that he's had. And they're winning despite him. They're not winning because I think yesterday, did he have two picks? No touchdown passes, two picks. They are winning in spite of him. And you and I, Matt Nagy should have gave us a call. Matt Nagy, the Bears coach, he should have gave us a call. He should have downloaded the iCouple podcast.
That's
something.
Right.
Something. We've could have been saying it.
He could have been 1,000,001 in a month, Chris. He could have been 1,000,001st, you know?
Right. That's right. I mean, and look, you know this. I like Nick Foles. I've, you know, used him against you in our arguments about Wentz and all that. But we both know, we both have said it. Put the keys in his hand,
yep,
and he's going to drive the car off the cliff. If you do it too early, he is one of those guys, Rob, that I think it's because he just doesn't like the pressure and the responsibility of having to deliver. When nothing's expected, it's the end of the season, nobody expects us to, you know, do anything in the playoffs, he'll be great, as we saw, a few years ago. But when you give him the ball and say, it's your team, Nick, we believe in you. 16 weeks, we're putting it all in your hands. He can't do it. And they went to him too early. They were 2-1 with Trubisky. Their numbers, neither one of them impressive. I'm not trying to say Trubisky's all that great.
No. But we do know who Nick Foles is, Chris.
Yes.
And we've talked about it.
He's not your quarterback of the future.
He's just not. You remember when they went down, everybody, they went and got him for Jacksonville. Remember that?
Yeah.
He lost a job down in Jacksonville. He couldn't even hold on to the job.
Absolutely. So
and we see it's a pattern. He's had it a few times where they've given him the job because he looks so good in relief normally. And then, you know, let's not forget that game against Atlanta that he came back, Chris, had the great comeback.
Right.
Everybody beats Atlanta. Did you see what Matthew Stafford and the Lions did to Atlanta?
Cowboys, Exhibit A.
Everybody beats them. So you can't judge a performance against the Atlanta Falcons as like Exhibit A or proof positive. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. And Trubisky, again, his numbers weren't great. Foles is throwing him for about 40 more yards per game than Trubisky was. However, Trubisky, better touchdown to interception ratio. He has 6 TDs, 3 picks. Foles has 6 and 6. And Trubisky has him beat in passer rating and QBR. And so, look, they had already obviously made the decision that Trubisky's not their guy either for the future. But I just think you went too early. If you had gone to Foles in week 11, you might have been all right. You might have been all right, right? But it's too early now, and they can't.
And I don't think they can't go back now. I think Mitch Trubisky's lost for the year.
Look, they're still winning. He's not going to be better than this guy. You're right, right. And unless Foles just starts throwing him out of games and, you know, really becomes a problem, I think you could go back to him, but it's got to be a reason. You can't keep winning even if your quarterback doesn't really look good. And make the switch, because Trubisky was doing the same thing. So
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry Jones, and helps run the team with his
dad. I was glad
dad.
You said that instead of like giving him some big time title. Just say son of Jerry Jones.
Right, that's the only title he needs. Right,
that's it
at this point. And he went on the radio, and he said that they are not they are confident. This was yesterday. That they have the right guy in Mike McCarthy as the head coach of this team. I'm going to throw it right out to you, Rob. Do you think that they should get rid of Mike McCarthy, whether now or, assuming this season continues as it is, you think they should get rid of him now or after the season?
I say definitely not now. And you have to take a look at everything that's gone on. And Chris, it is an indictment. The penalties, just the effort. There's a lot of stuff you can't like about the Cowboys. A lot. But also, you got to be realistic about this year, a new coach, a new defensive coordinator, Nolan, right? Trying to make changes, injuries, you lose your quarterback. There's a lot of moving parts. First year for Mike McCarthy, who took last year off after being fired in Green Bay. And I can't see making a move this year. If everything was right, Chris, and they had everything in place, and they finished 2-14, then that's a real conversation. Right. But given where they are now with the injuries and no Dak and even, Dalton just got hurt, concussed, against Washington's football team, I just can't see making that. And you're going to give the guy a benefit of the doubt. See how if they improve, even if they don't make the playoffs and they lose, Chris, but they play with better effort and they're out there trying. And then you go into year two saying, okay, last year was a disaster. 2020, so many things didn't go our way. And if they got off to a bad start, 0-3, 1-5, 1-4, then you could really take a look and say, this is not working out. But a Super Bowl winning coach his first year and things not being all the way right, I think it would be very hard to make that decision.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, it's bad. And for those that want to say get McCarthy out of there pronto or at the end of the season, the one thing they can point to is the team was bad when healthy. Or I should say when they had Dak. But the phrase I just used, when healthy, I mean, they haven't been healthy for most of the year.
And those are facts, not excuses.
Right.
Those are facts.
Right. And Rob, first of all, we got Tyron Smith. He's played 2 games. Zach Martin, now he just got hurt in week 6, but still, he's out now. He might be, we'll see if he comes back next week. But he's been banged up. They've had other injuries. And then Dak's out. Rob, if Aaron Rodgers goes down in Green Bay, if Tom Brady goes down in Tampa Bay, if Pat Mahomes goes down in Kansas City, and I know all those guys are better than Dak Prescott, but I'm just saying, if your franchise quarterback goes down, you're generally done. And so I agree with you that I don't think it would be fair. As bad as things looked under McCarthy,
and they are
even
bad.
When they
We're
had
not
Dak.
Making
right.
any excuses. Chris, you right. know I was in Dallas. I watched the game at a restaurant with my friends down there, my buddy and his wife. and everybody's disgusted. They don't want to hear about injuries, but those are just facts. And I'm
right.
I just don't think you could do Mike McCarthy like that. I think that would be a disservice to him.
Right. And here's what I'm looking for. And first of all, because they are in, I think it's got to be, it's certainly in the running, and we'll see how things finish. But it's in the running for the worst division in the history of football.
Yep.
And because of that, I mean, they're a half game back. They're 2-5. Philadelphia leads the division 2-4-1. So you still have a shot at the playoffs. I mean, it's hard for me to see them winning the division.
Well, technically, you do.
Right. It's just, that's just how bad things are in that division. So there's that, and there's the injuries. But what I'm looking for now, Rob, if I'm the Joneses, is effort and better execution.
Yep, I agree.
You could, because I don't care who's out there. You can execute. And I don't care who's out there. You can play hard. And to get stomped, mollywopped by the freaking Washington football team, that wasn't effort. That's all there is to it. It was not effort.
They were never in that game, Chris.
No,
never.
That was unbelievable. And so that's what I want to see from Mike McCarthy's players. I want to see them playing for their coach. But I'm with you. I keep him throughout this season. Worst case scenario, Rob, they go 3-13 and get a high draft pick. And then who knows? And then with the guy I would get rid of, Rob, and I'd give him this season. I really would. I would give him this season because, like I said, worst case scenario, you don't make the playoffs, you have a horrible record, you get a great draft pick. But I would not hesitate. If the defense doesn't improve, I would not hesitate for a second to get rid of Mike Nolan, the defensive coordinator, because their defense
is historically bad. Right. It is as bad. And if you can't get fired off of that, I don't know how you can't get fired. So I agree with that. And coaches have been forced to do that at some point, Chris. Most of the time, coaches don't give up their assistants because that's a reflection of them, right?
Right.
It's like I'm throwing you to the wolves so I can keep my gig. So most coaches don't do that. But when you're historically bad as the Cowboys' defense has been, that's worthy of you losing your gig now during the season. It absolutely is if it continues.
And look, they were 11th in defense last year in scoring. Now they're right there at the bottom. I mean, they are giving up. This is the killer. They are giving up 178 rushing yards a game. Think about that. How in the world can you hope to win football games? It's one thing if they're killing you through the air. That's bad enough, right? That's not good. But at least they're killing you with speed, like killing you quickly and you get the football. If they're killing you on the ground, then they are wearing your defense out with 10, 12, 14 play drives. And they're keeping your offense off the field. And so the defense has got to get better, or Mike Nolan should be a goner, period. And I got to say this too, Rob. I think when I look at what Jerry Jones has done with this team, he has turned America's team into the laughing stock of sports. Let's put it this way. They were one of the most successful franchises in all of sports. And now they are a laughing stock. They are the most overhyped franchise probably in sports.
Yep. They get more attention.
Right, in basketball, you got the Knicks, but the Knicks aren't on national TV. You know what I mean?
Not like this.
Knicks aren't on national TV all the time. The Cowboys are treated like they are
like they won the Super Bowl. Right.
Right. It's ridiculous. And I mean, now, especially now that Dak's out, and there's no reason for this team to be, on national games every weekend. And everybody's talking about them to put them to bed
Right.
But they get talked about all the time. And that's what they've become these last 25 years. The most overhyped team in all of sports. There's not a baseball. We talked about the Dodgers not winning it in 32 years. But they've been good. They've been in the World Series.
They've won the last straight, the last 8 years in a row, the NL West. Right. So they're worthy talking, Chris, despite them not winning a championship.
Yep. The Giants, the Cardinals, they get it done here and there, right?
Yep.
And then the Yankees haven't won it since 2009, but they're always a factor.
They've been in the ALCS three of the last 4 years or something like that. So, again, they haven't won the World Series, Chris, but they've been good.
Yeah, there isn't an equivalent, not in the NBA, not in Major League Baseball, and certainly not in the NFL. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys have become. It's that sad.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!